By 8:30 on a Friday morning, Merlin Baker is usually at work at Unicy, where she processes seafood. At that time last Friday, though, she and two of her friends were all bundled up and packed into the Arctic entryway of the Unalaska Methodist Church. They joined about 50 other people waiting for a Black Friday salvage sale to begin. Baker and her friends are on vacation until the next fishing season starts in January, and they were all eager for a bargain.
How many times you came here?
Every time, fellowship in Methodist, yeah. Just always here.
They aren't the only ones. Unalaskans come out in droves for the Methodist Church's salvage sales, which are called Second Blessings. They happen a few times a year, and the idea is always the same. No tags, no set prices. People can take what they need and give a donation to the church if they can. The only real rule, according to several people who didn't want to say it on tape, is that there's no shoving in the sanctuary.
Oh yeah, it gets pretty, when that door opens, it's notice the door. I think they only really open one side, because by the time they open that one side, they can't really get to the other side because they all try to fit in there at once.
That's Christina Henley. She swears by the church's Black Friday sale because she says she can find good Christmas presents like fishing tackle. What she really needed, though...
baby clothes for my son, who is growing too fast.
There's nowhere on the island to buy items like baby clothes or car seats. So while people in the lower 48 and even in Anchorage were out snapping up iPads and flat-screen TVs, Unalaskans were a little more pragmatic about their Black Friday. Henley told me she knew exactly what to expect when the doors finally opened at 9 o'clock.
Kind of do an amen, hallelujah, and then when the door opens, it's go time.
Just want to welcome everybody. Glad you can come. Just want to remind you that as you come in that it is a place of worship. Just try to respect that as you're coming through. Just want to remind you that anything that any of the proceeds that we get from the sale go to ministries for the community, in case anybody's wondering about that. So so thank you and welcome.
The shoppers pressed on into the church, streaming through the lobby where volunteers guarded the cash box and doled out free coffee. Inside the sanctuary, they'd set up plastic tables and stacked them high with toys, books, and cookware. Up on the pulpit, the church's outreach chair, Marty Rokola, kept an eye out for trouble.
And that's kind of what we watch out for, you know. And I definitely, when I stand up here, I can kind of watch out for the little kids. And but it's nice to see that people are finding a lot of things.
She didn't have much to worry about. These Black Friday shoppers browsed sparingly and zoomed right in on the items they needed. The clothing section was the first and only stop for Fidel Velasio, who just started out at Unicy in August. He and a lot of other processors had a specific goal at the sale.
Yeah, that's for clothes for working.
Yeah, for work.
Once people found what they needed, the church started to empty out. By 9:30, the accessories / houseware section was down to the dregs. A dented crock pot, some coasters, and a sculpture made out of an old mushroom. Out in the lobby, people made their donations and waited for taxis back to the processing plants. The lobby is where I found Amy Osana, a Unicy processor, checking out a purple and white girl's bicycle. Was it a gift for her daughter, or maybe just a treat for herself? Not exactly.
For me. I gotta use it for going to store. Yeah, I gotta save money. Yeah.
Soon enough, Christina Henley, who'd been looking for baby clothes, emerged from the sale. I asked how she thought she did.
Finding anything, that's good.
And while she'd taken care of business, she also couldn't resist an impulse buy.
Yeah, a stroller and a Speedo. My son's going to be the cutest, sexiest little man at the pool.
Oh my gosh.
In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.